Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children,
good evening.
Tell them the very best you can.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you entrepreneurs, wannabe entrepreneurs, and those of you that are successful entrepreneurs to get together and share your thoughts so that we all begin to grow. I am here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Ed, as the guy that makes everything work. Ed, how you doing this evening?
Doing fine, Mr. Gene.
Okay, but for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Ed, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose. Gotta find out, don't wanna wait. Got to make sure that my life will be great. Gotta find my purpose before it's too late.
Yes, find your purpose as an entrepreneur. You have a purpose. You have a goal. You have something to go do, something that you have thought of and something that you want to share with the world. And to do that, that's what you're supposed to do. Anyway, we are still celebrating a Memorial Day, because Memorial Day was 2 days ago, and to honor those that have given their lives for us to do what we're doing in this country. And so I want to close the show out by still honoring some of those entrepreneurs and people that you've been doing that. And look, yeah, I don't know where. Let's see. No. We have an echo going on somewhere and trying to find out where is it coming from. And not sure in terms of where it's coming from. But and it has a delay. Let's take a short break so we can hear something. And try to find out where this extra noise is coming from.
the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. And I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester. And it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may... May I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life, without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. which means boys and girls. It's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Okay, just honoring members of our service. We have more coming up later on in the second half, but we want to make sure that we honor those that have given their lives so that people like you and I can do what we're doing, making this country better. I started out talking about Memorial Day last week, but that was before the weekend was coming, and now that we've passed the weekend, the holiday, I thought that I would continue that because there was something that I did not mention last week, but I'm going to make sure we mention it this week. This had to do with understanding the military and honoring those people who have given their lives. However, one of the things that I did not talk about, which I'm going to talk about tonight, are the role that women have played in order to help our military do what it does, and in order to understand that they are a part of that. And I started the month out of May because Mother's Day came this month, and then followed by Memorial Day. But I wanted to make sure that I honored the women that are mothers, but I also honored some of the women that served their time in the military. So I did a little research. I picked up a couple of articles. And by the way, if any of you out there are listening, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. I would love to hear from you. It's on my left-hand side. You cannot see the 727, but you can. But hopefully, you can see the 441-3000. But I would love to hear from any veterans out there. That's number one. Any female veterans, number two, or anyone that has something to say to honor both, all of those who spent their time in the military. But anyway, so, but as far as the ladies go, there's some organizations or some groups. I got to put on my glasses so I can see the small print. But there were the Women's Auxiliary Army Corps. Okay, the WAC. Women's Auxiliary Army Corps. Those are women that spent their time in the Army. And they had lots of roles to play, and many of them who got out have become quite successful. But this happened in 1942. That's how long it's been there. But I thought that we needed to recognize the women who had roles to play while the guys were playing another role. Anyway, so that was one of the groups that got it established, and there's a lot of information that you can find out on there, but it's called the Women's Auxiliary Army Corps. Okay. The WAAC, as far as the first letters that represent that. And then there was the Women Army Corps, the WAC, WAC. The Women's Army Corps served the Army. And that happened in 1943. So 1942, the Women's Auxiliary Army Corps got going. And then in 1943, the Women's Army Corps, the WACs were started. And then shortly after that, the Navy jumped in. And the Navy had a group that was called the Women's Accepted for Voluntary Emergency Services. They were called the WAVES, W-A-V-E-S. The Women's Accepted for Voluntary Emergency Service. That happened in 1942 as well. Anyway, so the Marine Corps the Marine Corps Women's Reserve was also formed in 1942. So we had those groups, and then what came along with that was the Coast Guard created something called SPARS, S-P-A-R-S, and let's see, that was, for some reason, that was a short motto for Semper Paratus, Paralitas. But anyway, so those groups of women had roles to play that we need to begin to recognize, because as a nation we had all that. And then came the Air Force. The Air Force, and according to this article, they did not accept women into certain ranks. Not sure why, but that's the way it was back in those days. But civilian women were employed to fly airplanes. Okay, from production plants to bases in the U.S. Then it says, these women were not given status in wartime, but President Jimmy Carter recognized their military status in 1977. Anyway, so I'm reading this because oftentimes we don't see the other people behind the scenes that are making things work. And I wasn't comfortable with having the month of May go by without mentioning women as well as mothers, because it's something that I'm going to make sure we include everyone so that when we celebrate these holidays, we include everyone for the roles that they played. In my case, I normally do a special show like for Memorial Day weekend, 4th of July, and Veterans Day. I do a show. So the purpose is to represent those people or all the groups that help make up our military services. Now, so many of those people, some have passed away, but some have also gotten jobs, like many women have gotten jobs. Some have become entrepreneurs. And based on that road or that journey of going from, I'm going to say starting in the workplace, possibly not starting in the workplace, but going from wherever you started to become an entrepreneur, it's important that we recognize those who shared or willing to share some of their comments. And so what I have are some comments that famous women entrepreneurs have made, and I'm going to read some of those after we come back from a break. But I'd like to have you just think about that, and feel free to call the show as well. But in case you know of other women that you would like to recognize that played a role as far as being a mother or played a role in our military, because it's something that I would like to make sure that I recognize. And my goal for the next show is to get some women in the studio so you can actually see some that served in our military. And get it from their perspective, out of their mouths instead of mine. But there are some quotes that some of them made so that they could share with you. And I have a few of them. I'm going to read one of them, and then we're going to take it from there. But anyway, this one is by Oprah Winfrey. Hopefully everybody has heard of Oprah Winfrey. But Oprah said, "Challenges are gifts that force us to search for a new center of gravity. Don't fight them. Just find a new way to stand." Okay, that was Oprah Winfrey. Now, I'm going to read that again because it may apply to a lot of entrepreneurs. And those of you women that want to be entrepreneurs, but I'm sure us men can benefit from that too. But again, Oprah said, "Challenges are gifts that force us to search for a new center of gravity. Don't fight them. Just find a new way to stand." I'd like to have you think about that, because this show is about entrepreneurs, number one. Recognizing women entrepreneurs, number two, and recognizing women's role in this, the service that they played in our country to make this country what it is. And I'm not sure we give enough attention to women like that, but on these special days, I think it's extremely important that we begin to recognize their contributions. But anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that. And I think I got time for one more. This one is by a person by the name of Adriana Huffington. And Adriana said, "We think mistakenly that success is the result of the amount of time we put in at work instead of the quality of time we put in." Because I'm going to read that again. It says, "We think mistakenly that success is the result of the amount of time we put in at work instead of the quality of time we put in." Anyway, so Adriana Huffington said that, and this can benefit all of us. But I want to make sure that we hear something that someone else has written down. It's in publications, but it's important to recognize those women who help contribute to the entrepreneurs as well as to our military. We're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors. You listen to myself, Gene Hodge. We'll be right back with honoring people for Memorial Day weekend, especially women.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Yes, you've heard additions from the Air Force, the Army, Coast Guard, Navy, and Marines, because we want to make sure that we represent all of those for Memorial Day. And because until next year, we want to make sure we recognize those that gave their lives, sacrifices for us to do the things that we're doing today. And for all of you that are thinking about it, go join one of these services or volunteer. and help the country out that way if you can. If not, we understand. But that's what I'd like to have you think about. But I'm honoring both women that spent time in the military as well. And I started the show out by giving you the names of women organizations the Army. They have something that's called Women's Auxiliary Army Corps, WAAC, the acronym for it. And the Women's Army Corps, which the Army had, which is the WACS, WAC. And then the Navy had something called the Women's Acceptance for Voluntary Emergency Services, called the WAVES, WAVES. And the Coast Guard created something that's called SPAR, SPAR, and it was short model for Semper Paratus, PARATUS. And those are organizations that women formed to help us soldiers, as well as represent our military forces, and we need to make sure that we honor those as well. So, I'm giving some quotes out by women entrepreneurs, because women have every right to be recognized, just like the men, and I want to make sure that since we celebrated Mother's Day this month, and now Memorial Day weekend, which just passed 2 days ago, I wanted to make sure that I tried to find a way of tying in women in the military and women entrepreneurs. And so I'm reading some quotes made by famous women entrepreneurs. I've gone through two already, one by Oprah Winfrey, the other by Adriana Huffington. And let's see. Then I got another one. These are women entrepreneurs. And this one is by a person by the name of Sarah Blakely. She's the founder of SpanX. Anyway, so it's what Sarah said is, failures are life's way of nudging you and letting you know you're off course. Trying new things and not being afraid to fail along the way are more important than what you learn in school. I'm going to try to read that quote again. Okay, she's the founder of SpanX, whatever that is, and I won't go into that. But SpanX, but again, she said, failures are life's way of nudging you and letting you know you're off course. Try new things and not being afraid to fail along the way are more important than what you learn in school. So I'd like to have you really think about that. There are some things that are more important than school that an entrepreneur is telling you what you could do to become an entrepreneur yourself, but also just giving quotes in terms of things that will help all of us. But I wanted to make sure that I found out that it came from a woman, and because I want to tie that in with Mother's Day month and Mother's Day, along with those that have given their lives, as well as the entrepreneurs that have come out of that. Anyways, so I got another one here. This one is by a person by the name of Linda Barry. Linda Barry. Linda said, no matter what, expect the unexpected. And whenever possible, be the unexpected. Okay, Linda Barry is a cartoonist and author and motivational speaker. Okay, no matter what, expect the unexpected. And whenever possible, be the unexpected. That's pretty deep. It all comes down to you being you. And I think that's extremely beneficial for me, but for many of you others out there, because I think we expect things And we end up getting the unexpected, which we have to deal with. But that's what she said anyway. The next thing, get another quote here. This person's name is Estee Lauder. Estee Lauder. And Estee said, "I never dreamed about success. I worked for it." Okay? I never dreamed about success. Think of all the people out there who dream. This person said, "I never dreamed about success. I worked for it." And I believe all entrepreneurs work for it. And if there's any entrepreneurs that didn't work for it out there, I'd like to know, how did you do it? I'd like to welcome you on your show and say your thoughts as well. But this is something that as an entrepreneur, I believe we all go through, but more specifically, we're representing the women that have said these things, the women entrepreneurs. There's a whole ton of male entrepreneurs we'll talk about later on. But it's important that we begin to recognize that women play a role in our society. And it's important that we begin to start to recognize some of those roles that they play, because they contribute to all of us. Anyways, I got another one. This one is by a person by the name of Sarah Blakely. And Sarah said, "It's important to be willing to make mistakes. The worst thing that can happen is you become memorable." I'm sure this applies to all entrepreneurs. Okay, but she said, "It's important to be willing to make mistakes." I'm around so many people that are so afraid to make mistakes. I don't know why. But it's important to be willing to make mistakes. This is how you build something. You make it through the mistakes. But anyway, so Sarah said again, "It's important to be willing to make mistakes. The worst thing that can happen is you become memorable." That's the worst thing that can happen. You remember. But anyway, so these are statements made by other entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs. Males could have said the same thing. But the bottom line is that this one is documented, and it says Sarah's. I want to make sure that you know who it came from. But all of you want to be entrepreneurs, or those of you that are thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, or you have an idea that you don't know where to get started, I'm going to just suggest that you think about it and make a decision to get started. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's going to happen by you getting started. And I'm certain that somebody else has made that statement long before me. But it's important that you start to recognize that you might have something on the inside of you that is telling you what you need to go do. And in order for you to do it, it's probably going to require mistakes. It's very important for you to realize, are you the type of person that's afraid to make a mistake? I know a ton of people, they're just afraid to make mistakes. And I encourage people to make as many as you can, because the more you correct, then the better you are. Plus, you become a resource to share that information with others in terms of how you overcame that. So, let you just really think about that, because that's what women entrepreneurs have to contribute, and especially women that spent their time in the military helping this country as a country, using both men and women in order to do the things that we're doing as a nation. So it's important to me that we recognize those, and it's important to me that we know that they have contributions that could help all of us or benefit all of us. And so I'm just repeating those. But we're going to take a little short time, so we take a little break, so you hear a little bit more from our sponsor. But I'm your host, Gene Hodge. I am talking we're honoring Memorial Day weekend, closing it out, plus the mothers all at the same time. And we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Okay, you just heard a couple of pieces from Red Skelton, who created this, the pledge, and from Ray Charles, Sing in America, because they contributed to... That's their contribution to our country. And I just picked that out because I thought it would be beneficial, because I think it helps all of us that are entrepreneurs, want to be entrepreneurs, and whatever it is that we do. I was reading some quotes that famous women entrepreneurs had offered or put out there, And I wanted to make sure that we looked at both Mother's Day for all the females out there, because two weeks ago we celebrated Mother's Day for the month of May, and just 2 days ago celebrated Memorial Day weekend and Memorial Day. And I wanted to make sure that we know that I identify women's role in our military, because women, some of them gave their lives as well for us to be doing what it is that we're doing. But so it's extremely important to me that we begin to recognize all of the people who sacrificed or paid their services, and in some cases many foreigners like the Japanese and the Native Americans that contributed to that. It's important we begin to look at who helped to keep this country intact, going in the direction that we've been told it should be going. It's made up by an awful lot of us people that are here, and it's important that we begin to recognize them, and in some cases, go search for those that we aren't recognizing, because they deserve to know that their contribution it counted as well, because this is a nation that is made up of many different types of people that come through this nation, and many have put their lives on the line for this nation, and it's very important that I think that we should recognize those, even on a radio show like this, because their contribution has allowed many of us to be where they are, including me. But in my case, I am a military veteran, and so it's even more important because of the experiences that I gained and whatever contribution I made based on that. I think it's important that we recognize that on all of the major holidays that recognize the individual's contribution to helping this nation be what it is. And we need all the help that we can get as a nation. As an individual, you need to give all that you can give as a nation. But anyway, so that's the reason for this show, which is called the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. But it's important that we recognize the entrepreneurs as a group that's made up of males and females, young and old. It's important to know what did they leave behind for us in order to inspire us, more of us, to become entrepreneurs. And so I read some quotes made by some famous women. But before the show goes off, I want to make sure that I mention a couple of quotes made by some men, because I haven't mentioned any men in the show so far. We did that in the show last week. But I'm just going to give a couple of other quotes before our time runs out. Actually got time for about one or two. This is a quote by, I got a bunch of them down here, but okay, here's a quote by John D. Rockefeller. Okay, many of you know these names, many of you don't know these names, but John D. Rockefeller. He said, "Don't be afraid to give up the good to go for the great." Okay, let me put my glasses back on because small print, got to read that. But anyway, he says, but John said, "Don't be afraid to give up the good to go for the great." Just a quote by somebody that's making that kind of contribution. Let's see. I got a whole bunch of quotes from famous people, but I'm giving you the males and females, and I'm just going through this list. It's a big list. You can find lists like this out on the internet, just like you can find almost anything else. It's just a matter of how much you go search for it. But a lot of information is there. Winston Churchill said, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. I'll say it again. Winston Churchill said this. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. As an entrepreneur, you're going to have to decide to continue, because it's your thought, your idea, your dream, and the only thing that's in the way is you got to go get it done, and that requires your action. And so it's very important that so many that start out stop. That's just the way the bog, that's the way the cookie crumbles, in a sense. It's very important to know that it takes you to make it happen, along with help from a whole bunch of other people. So Mark Twain, one more. Mark Twain said, "The man with a new idea is a crank until the idea succeeds." Okay? The man with a new idea is a crank, C-R-A-N-K, crank, until the idea succeeds. Mark Twain said that. So think of all of these little statements that possibly, hopefully, benefit some of you to realize that your thought, your idea, is as normal as anybody else's. And if it's there inside of you, it must be there for a reason. And the only question is, are you willing to step out on it and make it happen? If you notice these pages that I'm flipping around, I'm just looking for some ones to stand out. Here's another one by Henry Ford. Because some of you know Henry Ford, some of you may not, but all the Ford dealers that are out there is backed by this guy named Henry Ford. And Henry said, "Anyone who stops learning is old, whether at 20 or 80. Anyone who keeps learning stays young. The greatest thing in life is to keep your mind young." Okay, Henry Ford said that. Okay? "Anyone who stops learning is old, whether at 20 or 80. Anyone who keeps learning stays young. The greatest thing in life is to keep your mind young." So I'd like to have you think about that. Okay, because I just wanted to say our time is just about up, but I'd like to have you just recognize, I'm going to say thanks to all the contributions for the entrepreneurs, for the end of the month and Memorial Day holiday. Okay, hear the music, which means my time is up. It's My Way, being sung by Frank Sinatra. Because I want you to know that it's possible for you to do things your way, to build what you'd like to build, because you have it in you to go do it. And all you've got to do is to get started and stay with it. Stay tuned for the employment opportunity coming up next. And go out and tell everybody what your idea is and go get it going. It was, because you can do it your way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is a jury that is moving quickly and taking their job seriously.
Supreme Court Justice January 6th flag controversy.
Justice Alito says there's no reason for him to recuse himself.
Scottie Scheffler charges dropped.
We were pleased that the case was dismissed today, obviously.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Jurors call it a day after several hours of deliberations in former President Donald Trump's New York criminal trial. CBS's Matt Piper outside the courthouse. The first